How to resolve problems with my boss. Avoid these common mistakes when handling boss-related problems. When you are a child and your sibling is annoying you, your first line of action is to speak to your parents about it, hoping that they're going to solve the problem for you. That works well because you're pretty confident your parents will defend you and solve the issue, and you know that your sibling doesn't have that much power over you. However, when you grow up and experience relationship problems with your boss, things get a little more complicated. You might consider looking for someone with more power who can reprimand or tell your boss how to behave towards you, like human resources or your boss's boss. That approach will work sometimes, but often it can backfire against you. Whether it's to make your boss appreciate your hard work, deal with your boss taking credit for your work, dealing with a controlling boss, managing a boss that makes you want to quit, or just being treated with respect, you need to take a different type of approach. Why speaking to a person above your boss is not the answer. Talking to HR. When you are an adult at work, your first and best line of action to solve problems is yourself, not HR and not the boss's boss. Here's why. When you talk to HR, one of these could happen. Number one, the good scenario, the great scenario. HR tells your boss about their conversation with you and then asks your boss to change behavior. Your boss is grateful for the feedback, acknowledges the mistake, and changes behavior. Scenario number two, good. HR tells your boss about the conversation with you and then asks your boss to change behavior. Your boss is angry at you because you didn't talk to them first, but still changes behavior and doesn't take it personally. Number three, short-term good, bad-term bad. HR tells your boss about their conversation with you and asks for your boss to change behavior. Your boss is upset at you, changes behaviors, but limits your opportunities for growth. Four, neutral. HR doesn't do anything about it, which is actually quite likely. Number five, bad. HR tells your boss about their conversation with you and then asks your boss to change behaviors. Your boss is angry at you, does not change behaviors, and limits your opportunities for growth. Six, bad. HR doesn't do anything about it and now sees you as a troublemaker, limiting your growth opportunities in the company. Seven, bad. HR is friends with the boss and shares your problem as a negative, whining, complaining, not as something that is serious. Neither your boss or HR takes you seriously. Do you see that most of those scenarios are not helpful for you? You don't have control over the conversation HR will have with your boss. You don't know how they are really going to feel about the situation, who they will side with, and how well they'll convey it when they speak to your boss. HR is not neutral. On top of that, there's a risk that your boss and HR may perceive you as less mature, complainers, a troublemaker, even if it's not true. Then you're going to lose respect and lose opportunities for growth. HR is most helpful for you when there are legal issues involved, such as explicit discrimination or benefit issues that you are entitled to, not to deal with relationship problems with your boss. They are not your parents. They are not your ally. They are allies of the company. And their job isn't to be your advocate. That's your job. Talking to your boss's boss. The same is true if you talk to your boss's boss. Who do you think has a better relationship with the boss's boss? You or your boss? Who will your boss remain faithful to? Who will they support? Your boss or themselves, not you. Plus, your boss will know and not like the fact that you spoke to their boss before speaking to them. Would you want someone who has a problem with you to speak to your boss before speaking to you first? Here's what you can do. If you can't go to HR or the boss's boss to solve your relationship issues with your boss, what can you do about it? You need to have an open, non-judgmental, honest conversation with your boss. Explain the facts, avoid blaming them in any way, explain why you don't like whatever they did, and why it's bad for the job, and kindly make a request for the boss to change behavior. Then ask questions to see if your boss is okay with the request or if there are any barriers. Negotiate through those barriers. And if you and your boss then agree on something going forward, then you can hold your boss accountable for it. That's it. Do this more than once if needed. If after two or three attempts to this conversation, you didn't see any changes, then try this. Escalating without HR or the boss's boss. Use influence. Find out who your boss respects and who you personally have a relationship or affinity with as well. Then explain the situation to them in a very calm, non-blaming way and invite them for the conversation with your boss. They're going to serve as your negotiation mediator. They will reframe what you say for your boss. Since your boss respects them, they are more likely to listen to them than to you. What if all of this fails? Well, first, congratulations. You gathered a lot of useful data and information. You've respectfully attempted speaking to your boss 3 times, and you invited a trusted mediator to solve the issue. Nothing worked. Being able to have an adult, honest conversation to problem solve issues is critical to have good work relationships and to perform well at work. If that is a non-starter, then it shows that future problems will also be difficult to handle. All jobs and positions eventually have problems. Therefore, you need to have, number one, a system to resolve problems as they appear, and two, a manager or team that you can communicate with and trust to work through those problems. Without that, your work days will be stressful and frustrating. Second, ask yourself, is there something that you can change to resolve the problem? Can you request more meetings with your boss to align expectations and desires? Can you avoid certain uncomfortable situations? Third, if not, is the problem sufficiently large that you should actually start to look for another role or job where you'll be more in line with management? Bottom line summary. Your very first line of action is to have an open, honest, non-blaming conversation with your boss. You'll have full visibility and control over that conversation, unlike a conversation between HR or your boss's boss and your boss. At the end of the day, you are your best advocate. Embrace that. Develop that skill because it will serve you your entire career. It will save you a lot of frustration, and it's going to boost your work happiness. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. James Baldwin. So face your fears of speaking to your boss, of advocating for yourself at work, because that is going to be a game changer for you.